Hi, it's still August 30th, and it's still Wednesday, and it's still around 1 o'clock. Little Fink is sitting around here. She'll probably say more things while I'm talking on the tape than if I try to get her to do it herself. So, it's a gorgeous day. The sun is shining. Looks like summer, but I refuse to acknowledge it. As of last weekend's rain, I declared the summer completely over, and I'm ignoring it as much as possible. It should be hot today, though, of course. Labor Day weekend is coming. Oh, of all the photos you sent, Sergeant Sims and about three of yours were slightly distinguishable. The other men I could barely make out. I made out the nameplates on the desks, wherever there was one, but that was about all. So send more, because I'd love to see you. If you want to send pictures of somebody else, that's all right, too, but I'm much more interested in you. You look so marvelously handsome, as usual. What do you need a book of nursery rhymes for? Don't you remember all of them? They'd be happy to hear old ones anyway. If you want, I'll send you one. Some little Mother Goose or somebody else. But try Sing a Song of Sixpence and all that other nonsense, and they'd be just as happy to hear it. I'm searching all over for some type of box that I can use to send the few things I've gathered together for you. I read in the Army Times, I think I wrote this to you, that it was advisable to send a package under 5 pounds. It would get there faster and be less complicated as far as postage was concerned. So I've got a few things. I'll get the needles for you today and put that in and call the contents odds and ends. And I love you. And I miss you. There goes the voice. I'm going to see you later. Okay? Bye-bye now. I've just re-listened to that portion of the tape. I'm beginning to sound more and more like a schoolteacher or an idiot. I've got to be around some grown-ups one of these days. It'll help. See you later. Here I am, same time, same station, a little afterthought. The bank statement came in today. Last date, August 25th. You crack up. The amount in the balance is $211. Have we ever seen that in our whole lives? But I don't mind, do you?
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything started to hum. Still, it's a real good bet, the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? You think you've seen the sun, but you ain't seen it shine. Wait till the warm-up's underway. Wait till our lips have met. Wait till you see that sunshine day. You ain't seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? The best is yet to come. Come the day you're mine. Come the day you're mine. I'm gonna teach you to fly. Drain a cup dry. Wait till your charms are ripe for these arms to surround. You think you've flown before, but you ain't left the ground. Wait till you're locked in my embrace. Wait till I draw you near. Wait till you see sunshine place. Ain't nothing like it here. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? The best is yet to come. Come the day you're mine. Oh, from the tree of life, I just picked me a plum.
a little indication of what's to come next year, end of July. You have to talk using a tape. Come on.
I want to hold it. Hello, Daddy. What did we do?
Who am I visiting today?
At both houses, Grandma's and another Grandma's.
Mm. Not our Grandma's, a different Grandma.
A different one. And we went to Fort Hamilton without going to the PX.
What?
And wait, let's start the end. Hello, Daddy. How are you? Where we go?
You don't have to keep saying that over and over again.
Daddy, my mommy brought me a jump rope at Grandma's park and the Lisa's carriage, because Taya had to go in the carriage. We can't walk. We can't walk faster, Daddy.
Go ahead.
Good night, Daddy.
Guess who this is? It's about 11:30 now. I just finished writing a letter to you, and I wrote one to the Hathaways. I thought I'd may as well stay in touch with some friends. It seems I spend an awful lot of time writing. But to you, I like it. Anyway, I wrote in the letter, I am sending you a package. And in the letter, you'll see what the contents are, except for one item, which is not very big, but I think you'll smile. And, let me think. Wait a minute. I'm thinking of sending you that nursery rhyme book, plus a book by Salinger, the one I wrote the quote from, about the children, raise high the roof beam carpenter, and Seymour. It's nice. I think you'll like it. You won't have to think too much, but it might make you feel like you're somewhat alive and you won't be reading too much trash. Is that all right with you? You'll have to let me know. Then I can send it in a package called books, or at least an envelope. Taya learned to say why today, and that she got from the television set. I think she's going to start with Sing a Song of Sixpence, the way Leslie did. I told her I bought a little, one of those plaques, like a little pussycat with the big eyes. It's about Sing a Song of Sixpence. It's over the dressing table, and she loves it. So each time I change her, I have to go through Sing a Song of Sixpence, and I expect one of these days she's going to break out in melody, other than la, 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 la. But she's trying, and she's really cute. And you'll see it from the pictures that she's getting to be a bigger girl. But she'll still be the same little Thea, I think. I'm going to try not to run to the very end of this tape, so I have to talk fast. So I think I'll start ending it here with I love you. And I miss you. And I wish I could tickle you a little. But I'll get you. And you'll get me. And we'll have a jolly time. Because that's the way it's...